أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat or verses of Surah Al-Furqan. The Surah, most of it, was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. In other words, a Makki Surah, and that will be before the Hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that state that some of the ayat or verses were revealed after the Hijrah, that was when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had settled in Madinah Munawwara. The name of the surah Al-Furqan, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the word Tabaraka alladhi nazzal al-Furqan right at the very beginning of the surah. And Furqan means the criterion, a thing that will differentiate between right and wrong. The subject matter of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents many proofs of the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And by and large, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some of the objections that the kuffar had raised with regards to the nubuwat of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some objections with regards to the Qur'an Kareem had been raised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that. And also certain objections or questions regarding akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with those matters also. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi nazzal al-furqan, blessed is that being, nazzal al-furqan, who revealed or sent down the furqan, the criterion. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously is speaking about himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about himself being most supreme, most blessed. And the ulama have stated, blessed actually means that good that descends, and all good descends from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes this Qur'an also as Al-Furqan, that it is the criterion, it is the differentiator that differentiates between right and wrong. The correct path and the incorrect path, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had deemed as praiseworthy, the Qur'an had deemed as praiseworthy, those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had condemned, the Qur'an Kareem had condemned. In other words, the Qur'an differentiates and the Qur'an Kareem separates two total different ways of life, the life of a true believer and the life of a kafir. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Qur'an, the Furqan, was revealed ala abdihi, upon his servant, that is Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like we seen in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the revelation of the Quran upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah also described him there as abd. We will find before that in Surah Isra, in Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks of the Mi'raj, he describes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his abd. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show the perfect servitude of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he showed to the greatest extent and the pinnacle of bondsmanship that anyone could show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was shown by our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send down this Furqan in the Quran upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, so that he will become for the entire universe a warner. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows very clearly that the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not confined only to the Quraysh, or it was not confined to the Banu Hashim, or it was not confined only to the people of Makkah or Medina, or for that matter Al-Hijaz, the Arabian Peninsula, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the entire universe. And hence this Qur'an also has been sent as a message and a criterion to the entire universe. And Nabi alayhi salatu was salam specific, and one duty was that of warning the people with regards to the akhirat and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah, especially those who do not accept Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Alladhi lahu mulku samawati wal ard, that being for whom is the kingdom and the sovereignty of the skies and the earth. Walam yattakhidh walada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not taken a son. Walam yakul lahu sharikun fil mulk, Allah Rabbul Izzat does not have any partner in the kingdom and in the sovereignty. Allah does not need any partner. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all things. And then Allah concludes and says, فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala apportioned everything precisely. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apportioning everything precisely insofar as the size of each one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had measured it to the T. In other words, when we look at the size of this earth, it is not one fraction of a millimeter bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired it, and neither is it a fraction of a millimeter smaller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had apportioned the size of each one of the planets, each one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala par excellence. Then again, we will also see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used, there was no material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created without any material. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and perhaps for us that our eyes can see and the closest to us besides our human body, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had apportioned it, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created it. But if we just look at the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create it so soft that man would have not been able to walk on it. But at the same time, we find the nature of the ground, the earth. From it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also brings out our plantation, our vegetation, etc. In it also water will seep through. From it also water will come out. But at the same time, man can walk on it. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that everything has been precise insofar as the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.